the Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 30th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump Tuesday celebrated his 100th day of his second term. He had spent much of his rally marking it in campaign mode, fixated on past grudges and grievances. That from the Associated Press. Their take, he reportedly mocked his Democratic predecessor, Joe Biden, attacking his mental acuity and even how he appears in a bathing suit. He again uttered the lie that he won the 2020 presidential election, and he attacked polling and news coverage not favorable to him. The AP notes that Trump again and again returned to immigration, his signature issue, at the rally that marked his largest political event since returning to the White House. Meantime, many Arizonans plan to show up at the state capitol on Thursday, May Day, to protest potential cuts to safety net programs and advocate for public workers' jobs, public education, and equal rights.
Among those planning to attend is Arizona Education Association President Marisol Garcia, representing the labor union of more than 22,000 public school workers. Garcia says this year's demonstration isn't just a reflection of the past and the progress unions have made, but a look at how the future could be affected if proposed cuts and changes are enacted.
Labor unions and solidarity with workers is actually the anecdote to a lot of these directives coming from Washington, D.C. The irony is we hear a lot of very concerned conservative folks talk about how we want local people to make decisions of what's best for their kids, yet we keep seeing all these EOs come from the federal government.
Tomorrow's protest starts at 9 a.m. and is expected to end by noon. Garcia says it's just one of many events around the Grand Canyon state marking the Trump administration's first 100 days in office. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And reintroduced federal legislation aims to give farmers a financial boost while helping them reduce climate-altering emissions.
The Agriculture Resilience Act would increase climate research, create a new soil health grant program, and support pasture-raised livestock farms, among other things. In an exclusive interview with Civil Eats Food Tracker, Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she hopes to tap into support for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s plan to make America healthy again.
I know in my own state there are people who are big supporters of RFK, but are also big supporters of organic farming. So I'm just hoping we can translate some of that to the Washington agenda.
Pingree says the bill would help reduce farm emissions to net zero within 15 years. The Trump administration says it opposes any federal spending related to climate change. I'm Catherine Carley.
Maine farmers rallied at the State House last week protesting broken contracts and staff layoffs at the USDA. This is Public News Service. Next to Georgia, where from tariffs to Medicaid cuts, families face growing fears about how they'll care for their loved ones.
For Connie Kitchens, a retired grandmother raising two grandchildren after her daughter's death, these worries are deeply personal. Her grandson has severe sickle cell disease. He relies entirely on Medicaid for life-saving care, a reality Kitchens says puts families like hers at risk when healthcare programs are threatened.
Medicaid is not just a health program. It is a lifeline for him. It ensures access to specialized treatment, hospital visits, pain management, and the ongoing care that he needs.
Supporters of Medicaid cuts say the changes would reduce federal spending and help lower the national deficit. For Public News Service, I'm Shantia Hudson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Next to Colorado, lawmakers there grappling with $1.2 billion in budget cuts, child nutrition advocates are turning to voters to protect funding for the state's Healthy School Meals for All program.
Pediatrician Sandra Hoyt Stenmark says when a child has inadequate nutrition, they're more susceptible to acute and chronic illness and more likely to miss school and fall behind academically and socially.
We know that malnourishment and stress impair a child's immune function and worsens chronic diseases such as asthma.
Healthy School Meals for All serves more than 600,000 meals every school day, regardless of a student's ability to pay. Funding was meant to come from capping tax deductions on people earning $300,000 or more per year, but the program's popularity has driven up projected costs. House Bill 25-1274 would put two measures on November's ballot, asking voters to maintain existing funding and ensure long-term stability. I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, Indiana communities are among those facing growing concerns about manure contributing to toxic byproducts in drinking water.
A new Environmental Working Group report finds nearly 122 million people nationwide were exposed to unsafe levels of disinfection byproducts between 2019 and 2023. Midwest Director Ann Schekinger says chlorine treatment, meant to make water safe, can create new risks when it reacts with organic material like manure.
It's not just there's manure in your water and that's unsafe, but it's that manure and other organic materials are then triggering these unsafe contaminants.
Researchers stress the problem is widespread, reaching big cities and small towns. This story was produced with original reporting from Nina B. Elkadi for Sentient. I'm Joe Ullery, Public News Service.
Ag producers say they're always looking for more environmentally friendly ways to operate. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.